You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, December 1st, about 60 Concordia students walked out of class and gathered in the atrium of Concordia's Hall Building, protesting what they called censorship from Concordia surrounding Palestine. The protest, which then continued out of the building and down the street without incident, was largely in response to the barring of a Concordia Student Union employee from campus. Back in October, towards the end of the month, CSU campaigns coordinator Juliana Smith was banned from Concordia. In her role, Smith coordinates political campaigns on behalf of the student body, having worked in the past on environmental campaigns, food security movements, and more. A Concordia alum, Smith herself, is not currently a student. Smith was informed she was banned in an email, she says, with no prior warning from the school made to either her or her employer. Concordia alleges that Smith enabled aggressive behavior during the student strikes for Palestine back on October 6th of this year. The email reads, Smith is banned for, quote, participating in preparing and equipping persons who then engaged in aggressive harassment of students and others and caused many class disruptions, unquote. Smith told CJLO News there was no word of an investigation and no opportunity to defend herself.
The thing about this letter, you know, it's very short and to the point, but it didn't have any sort of opportunity for me to defend myself. There was no evidence provided that I could even contest. There was no, even questioning or investigation about, like, whether the alleged behaviors had even occurred or to give me an opportunity to defend myself. There was no citing of university policies that I had allegedly violated.
Smith and the student union were not involved in coordinating the student strike on October 6th. Individual department societies voted to walk out of class, and thousands of students did. As part of her CSU responsibilities, Smith is expected to be present during any student mobilization events. Smith maintains she was on campus simply communicating with students on strike. Smith says she has never received this level of resistance from the school due to her involvement in other campaigns, like climate change walkouts, for example.
Student unions exist to present this counterpower to the university. And my role as, you know, the head of the department that is tasked with mobilizing the student body to act in, you know, largely in defiance to what the university's status quo is, that's disruptive to the university. And as the university continues to be in an increasingly precarious financial situation, you know, we're seeing these austerity measures coming into place. And the university more and more has to present itself to its donors, to the research funding, to the government as a stable investment. But when there's protesting on campus, that political unrest, that's not a stable investment. And so they have to do whatever they can to kind of quash that unrest.
Smith is currently continuing her role as CSU campaigns coordinator remotely and has discussed her situation with legal counsel, but says she has no intention of violating her ban. Back on campus, protesting students say Smith's ban is about suppression and censorship of student voices about Palestine. Here's one protester.
They're not trying to hide it anymore that they're repressing students. It's like very out in the open. They're not trying to be sleuthy about it and sneaky about it. They're just blatantly banning someone who's doing their job. And it shows a really, like, the severance between Concordia and its student union, who it doesn't consider a part of the Concordia community, which I think is messed up.
Concordia spokesperson Julie Fortier denied the accusations of censorship around political positions in an email to CJLO, repeating Concordia's position that Smith had prepared and equipped persons who then engaged in violent and aggressive harassment. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.